Students waving brightly colored signs stand at the front of the crowd outside the Capitol building. Eighth grader Indy Eckerson says he's feeling the effects of a statewide teacher shortage.
I think our classes are way too crowded. We have too many people. I mean, it's fun, but it gets a little too crazy and then you can't really learn.
Tom Claymire is president of NEA Alaska, a statewide union of public school employees. He says state funding is at the root of stalled negotiations with teachers' unions across the state.
Districts want to hire the best and the brightest for their students. They want to offer competitive wage and benefit packages. They're going to attract and retain the best employees. They want to fill vacancies. They want to provide solid health care benefits. And they don't want to cut programs and shutter schools. But they're stuck between a rock and the BSA.
The BSA, or base student allocation, is the amount of money per student school districts get from the state. It hasn't increased substantially since 2017.
BSA, BSA, BSA.
Last year, the state approved a $30 increase that goes into effect in July. But school leaders like Juneau Superintendent Bridget Weiss say it's not enough to keep up with rising inflation.
We are meeting increased needs with fewer resources every single day. When does the legislature get held accountable for putting us in this impossible situation by not fully funding one of the very most vital aspects of our Alaskan communities?
That's not the only challenge legislators hope to address this session. Juneau Senator Jesse Keel introduced a bill to give teachers the option to pay into a pension.
1086, let's call it $1,100 on the base student allocation. That's a lot of money. That's about $220 million. Are our kids worth it?
Yeah!
You bet they are. I've got your first 15 or 20 million because pensions cost less than the system we have today for retirement.
Toward the end of the rally, Zonta Kahini Middle School music teacher Mike Busey led the group in a song. He says he's hopeful the legislature will substantially increase school funding this year, and that reading and math scores will rise along with it.
Education built the nation, increase the base student allocation, pass this legislative test, and give our kids the best.
In Juneau, I'm Katie Anastas.
Build the nation.